This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on Tuesday, November 5th, Election Day, local elections here, there, and everywhere today. I look at all the local media here in my neck of the woods. We have an important city council election today in Framingham. So everybody, wherever you are, you're at local elections, get out and vote, 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 vote.
And don't forget, from it's Dougie's birthday.
Happy birthday. So,
listen to music.
I think it was
on this day in history.
You're
okay. I'll play this one that I like.
This is great.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
I think you're the only person who prefers the actual happy birthday song to one of
these. So that makes me more unique, Kara. I like being unique, very unique. The husband of the bride, the wedding I didn't get to go to, Victoria's husband Lewis, reminded her that it was on November 5th. That time travel began in the mind of Doc. What was Doc? What was his last name?
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown. That's right.
Yep.
Too.
Back to the future.
Yeah. And November 5th. To the future we go. All right. So, Jennifer, I noticed that the Scaramucci. All I ever think of when I see this guy's name is the bad guy in The Man with the Golden Gun, whose name was Scaramanga. And Scaramucci is trying to scare everybody. It says that if Elizabeth Warren gets elected, the stock market goes in half overnight.
Yeah, he's actually not the only one that's saying that. There's a lot. Elizabeth Warren may be popular with a lot of Americans, but she is not popular on Wall Street. And a lot of people have been having kind of behind-the-scenes discussions as to, right, as to what Elizabeth Warren's presidency could do or potential presidency could do to the economy and to the stock market. So he's not the only one. I don't agree with the mooch on much these days because I think he finds opportunity in cameras where he can.
He is a moocher,
but I think he's not wrong when it comes to Elizabeth Warren and her financial plans.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that for a moment. Horror show. She's a horror show. Okay, so what else do we have? Nothing else political that amounts to anything.
I actually changed it up a little bit. Something fun for your birthday. How about this?
Okay. Let's have some fun.
Maybe it's not fun.
Happy birthday to me.
I was going
to
talk. We could talk about Trump's tax returns.
Why?
All right. When he opens them up, then we'll talk about it. Yeah. In the meantime, there is a story that
the guy's rich. So what? What is that? So what else is tax?
But
you're not
going to
really see. He's not as rich as you think he is.
I think he's not as rich as we think. And I think that's why he's trying to hide it.
Okay.
So men with psychopathic traits are more attractive to women.
This is the birthday story, right?
This is right after a Trump story?
Yeah.
Okay, so psychopaths. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Men who display psychopathic traits were found to be more desirable to women. This is a story that was, or a research study that was done out of Canada. It was published last month in a publication I know that you all subscribe to. It's called the Evolutionary Psychological Science Journal. I know you all have that.
Yeah.
It was found that men with, with these traits tend to create favorable impressions on women even after controlling for physical attractiveness. So, psychopaths have appeared in many popular films and television series. American Psycho is one. Christian Bale, remember, was the psycho in that. Both psychopaths and sociopaths fall under the diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder. Individuals with psychopathic behavior tend to be well-liked, don't experience remorse, have an inflated sense of importance, and often lie, cheat, and steal to get ahead, according to the definition.
This is 100%
Ted Bundy
today. This is all the Ted Bundy stuff that I've seen. It's exactly him.
Actually, they mention him about the Netflix docuseries, how he was portrayed. In the study, researchers suggest that being a psychopath may be a tactic, actually, for attracting sexual partners, but is a short-term strategy that comes with serious trade-offs. Psychopathic men have a personality style that makes them appear attractive to women in dating encounters because they're extra confident or feel at ease, or they know exactly what to do to get attention from women. The researchers asked 46 male students at a Canadian university to participate in a video-recorded mock dating scenario with female researchers. Assistants. The assistant began the conversation by asking the participant what he liked to do on a first date or what he thought was important in a relationship. The male participants also did assessments of different types of psychology, social intelligence, sociosexuality. Afterward, the researchers had 108 women view the dating videos and rate each man on general attractiveness, sexual attractiveness, and confidence, and then leave voice messages. Now, apparently, the men who scored higher in the assessment tests being a psychopath, they were the ones who were rated most desirable by women. So, I guess the lesson here is, and this is true, though. Think about
Why
like,
are we spending so
Richard
much time
Ramirez.
On this?
Well, I just think it's so telling about a woman's psyche. Think about Richard Ramirez. Think about the Menendez brothers from way back. These were people who were highly desired, even most recently the Boston Bomber, who were, like, idolized and sexualized by all these women who think that they're
Charles Manson. And,
yes.
Yeah.
Is it with us? That I guess it's that
but
sense of
the
confidence.
You mentioned the Menendez brothers, right?
They were huge
followings. Yeah. Right. Good God.
I don't understand it because I've never been attracted to anyone with psychopathic tendencies.
I'm not. Why is it that women are attracted to so-called bad boys? Why is that?
I don't know. I've never been into bad boys either. I don't know.
What'd you say?
I think it's the extra confidence. I think it's the extra confidence. And at our core, I mean, say what you will about evolution and where we are as the sexes today, men want the chase and women want that hunter-gatherer. And so I think maybe that's what we are looking for. It's sort of it's almost biological, I guess, where we are drawn to this strong alpha male type.
Even the bad boy thing, I feel like I've been attracted to guys that, like, portray that but are not actually, like, when I think of movies, I don't know, I think, like, 10 Things I Hate About You, one of my favorite movies of all time, Heath Ledger, classic character, but he's not actually a bad boy. He's a guy who wears a leather jacket and is actually nice on the inside. Who wants to date a psychopath who is actually a terrible human being on the inside?
Yeah. Like, I think some women maybe just want to save a guy. Maybe. I think there's a lot of that, maybe.
That's true. Yeah.
But I don't, I don't know. For me personally, I don't understand it. I never have.
So many women love a man that will change for her.
Well, that's because, Doug, you're playing catcher in the rye all the time, so you don't have, you don't give anybody a chance to save you because you're out saving other people.
Catcher in the rye. Yeah, that's the first one. All right. So, Taylor Swift is, celebrating on the, I didn't think, she's not a judge, but she is one of
the mentor.
On the voice. She's
coach.
A mentor.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And apparently there were songs that were sung that brought tears to her eyes.
I'm behind on The Voice. I haven't caught up yet. But
yeah, I didn't realize that she was even there.
She's doing Kelly's team, I think. She's working with Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was the mega mentor. Like, she does
actually,
everybody.
You're right, all the teams. I've seen a lot of videos. She must be friends with Kelly because they've been posting a lot of videos together. But you're right. She's doing all the teams.
And how is that? Is The Voice doing as well this year as it has in the past few years?
I don't watch those shows.
I haven't
seen.
Just, I think we're running out of steam with these shows. There's so many of them.
To me, this is actually I think this is the best season of The Voice in a long time because I personally love this foursome the best of John and Kelly and Blake and Gwen. So I actually, it just seems to be, in my circle, more people I know are watching this season because they like the foursome. Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, you said to me that when we were talking about MyPillow earlier on and was this off the air?
Well, we were talking about you're going to an Ohio game and
I'm going to
Ohio
you State
said
game
you have
on Saturday. Right.
A MyPillow butt cushion, basically. And I said, come on,
which
they don't
is
do
not
butt
a
cushions,
butt cushion.
But they do. It's a utility cushion, and they
that's
sure
right.
do. You're right.
16 by 16 by 2.5 inches.
Oh,
all
that's
purpose.
Perfect, then.
It isn't described in the MyPillow brochure or at MyPillow.com as a butt cushion, but that was Jennifer's description. But I think that you could consider Jennifer the all-purpose cushion that you were just talking about as yet another reason to shop for pillows of all sizes and shapes, all bedwear, petwear, you name it. They've got it at MyPillow.com. The roll-and-go pillow is kind of cool. As a matter of fact, that's what you could do, the all-purpose cushion. You're well, roll it up, put it in my bag, and then bring it and sit on it and stay warm because it looks like the game may be a little chilly. And that's that. My, as the girls were pointing out, my two favorite things, cold and football. Yes. I had a friend of mine invited me to go, and he's been after me for a couple of years, so I said I would go and bring another friend with me. So this is a good thing. Having the ultimate travel pillow, only one of the many myriad benefits you get from shopping for your pillows, for your mattresses, for your mattress toppers. Pretty soon they have these great Giza sheets too. Pretty soon they're going to have towels at MyPillow.com. Wash them, dry them. That's how you keep the mites and the bad stuff, the yucca bungas, that you can't get out of other pillows because they're not made with anything you can wash and dry. That's the magic of MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com. Order premium pillows. Just if you haven't started yet, start with the premium pillows. You can we've got the BOGO offer, buy one, get one free right now at MyPillow.com. But so many other things, up to 66% off certain items using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. All you have to do, go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special tab that's there invisible, and get all these discounts that I'm talking about on all the MyPillow products. Buy one, get one free for any MyPillow with the promo code DJV. That's at MyPillow.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to TopLoss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So here's some good news from Apple. They have said this week they're going to put up $2.5 billion toward easing the housing crisis, mostly in California. They had been pledging before, saying that they were going to pledge, and actually Google and Facebook have done some of the same things, addressing the lack of affordable housing. It's crazy expensive to live in California, no matter what part of the state you're in. And so Apple has included $1 billion in a fund to create basically an open line of credit for the state to build new homes. I wonder who's going to supervise that. It sounds to me like you get money from a private source that's rife for the opportunity for corruption. But anyway, it's a good idea. A lot of problems in San Francisco for housing. Down in Los Angeles, there are a lot of housing all over the state. There are, and as we were saying earlier on, people are leaving California in droves. Hundreds of thousands of people every year have just said, we've had enough of this. And I don't even begin to understand how people still think the way they do about, you know, the voting, the crazy schemes and ideas they come up with. It's like a bunch of nitwits are running the state. I love being there, but I wouldn't want to be a resident of California for love nor money. 21 after the hour here.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appealing women my age as there is around, as far as I'm concerned. She's a fabulous entertainer. She's got a great sense of humor. She's just a character. She's going to keep the party going, too. She announced that she's going to add some more cities to her Here We Go Again tour. Right after those of you who saw her and thought she was going to retire, what was it? It was the end of the road tour or something. What did she call a tour when she said she was retired?
She's had several farewell tours, but this isn't a farewell tour. This is just...
No, this is, we're going all over. We're starting over again, basically. Opening act is Nile Rodgers and Chic. 26 states are slated to kick off in March of next year with a show in El Paso. And she's stopping in Memphis and Miami and Cincinnati and Des Moines, Salt Lake City, Spokane. And she'll be in Sacramento as well when the tour ends, at least this part of the tour, in May. Her fan club members can access pre-sale starting today at 10 local time through Thursday at 10 in the evening local time. And then tickets going on sale to the general public starting Friday at 10 o'clock local time. If you're a City Card member, you have access to a pre-sale starting Tuesday at 10. Gee, I've got two City Cards. Maybe I could get two tickets. What do you think? Yes? No?
Go for it.
Huh? She's also on the season finale of Dancing with the Stars on November 25th. She announced the new fragrance called Eau de Couture. Is that how you pronounce it? Eau de Couture. Eau de Couture.
Not exactly, but...
Yeah. Close enough. She's been working on this for a number of years, apparently. She said, I made it for people who love perfume, want to smell good, people who feel that's part of who they are. So there's Cher with something else. More dates this year. November 19th, she's got a show in Portland. And then she goes to Dallas on December 19th. So I think she's a fabulous entertainer. Just a lot of fun, and she's strong enough. She's just... How much work do you think she's had done? Seriously, ladies. You love
a lot.
To, you love to.
A lot, but she looks amazing. She's kind of known for it at this point. You know?
Is she?
Yeah,
work?
I mean, yeah. She looks incredible.
What are you?
She's
what kind of work do you think she has done? She's my age.
Facelift. Yeah. Yeah. 73.
Really? But does she go to the same person that Jane Fonda goes to? Maybe?
I have no idea. Yeah. I don't know.
Next up, somebody who has not had any face work done, Ringo. Here we go. He's,
Can't tell if Doug is laughing or if he just keeled over.
I know. What happened?
No, I have my... I've got this cold coming on, and I've got a cough, so excuse me. Ringo appeals to me a great deal. Just his attitude, his interpretation of life, his entertainment quotient. So he's got another next year, another North American tour, 20 shows starting May 29th, back-to-back nights in Ontario. Then he's going into Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and he ends up in Clearwater, Florida on June 28th. Also, 3 shows in New York City's Beacon Theater with the Abbott Brothers. Who are they? I don't know them. I don't
the Abbott Brothers. They're kind of country-ish.
Are they?
But, yeah, a little like alt-country. They're good.
So his tour announcement follows the release of his 20th solo album, What's My Name? Which dropped October 25th. So, Ringo's at it again. And he's 76, I think. Good for him. 28 after the hour, good for all of us, as we keep plugging away here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin. To help support healthy glucose levels, Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So, if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduce his cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly hate crime has been foiled in Pueblo, Colorado. That's where a white supremacist is now under arrest over claims he'd made that he was going to blow up a synagogue there.
Mr. Holzer indicated that he wanted to do something that would let Jewish people in the Pueblo community know that they are not welcome and that, according to him, they should leave or they will die.
That's U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn, who says Richard Holzer was taken into custody by undercover FBI agents after suggesting that bombs should be used to destroy the Temple Emmanuel. The 27-year-old also accused of scouting out the synagogue and attempting to get the explosives to blow it up. A fight broke out at a Popeyes location in Prince George's County, Maryland last night over one of those new sandwiches being offered by the chain. A man ended up fatally stabbed. Another man's on the run. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Four after the hours, Tuesday, November the 5th. How do you do? Thanks for the birthday wishes from people who are listening around the country. We're exploring new life here, manner of speaking, on the DJV program. Victoria's here, Kara's here. And if you're traveling or trying to make some reservations, you want to take a trip to some exotic place, I would suggest you go to New Haven rather than New Delhi. And Victoria is going to explain why that might be a good choice.
Yes. New Delhi, of course, the capital of India. It is dealing with such unbearable levels of smog. They've canceled all flights in and out, and they've closed schools. It's just, and they say there's no end in sight. The smog is already ranked. New Delhi is the most polluted city in the world.
Dirtiest place in the world. Ugh.
Most polluted in all ways, water, air, the whole thing. And apparently it gets worse this time of year because the temperatures start to drop and then farmers light fires to clear the land. And so that adds to, and it's legal for them to do it.
Smog is smoke and fog together. The air is heavy with moisture, and so this all makes for a mess.
They said traffic pollution is also a big problem.
Yeah.
The officials there have declared a public health emergency. They've been handing out face masks to millions of children. They're trying to curb the farmers from burning burning brush or whatever they burn. And they're trying to limit the number of cars on the road, but none of that seems to be working.
They have a lot of peat there. They it's created by the conditions in the soil, so they burn that. Not unlike Ireland.
Ireland is so strict about burning stuff. When I was a kid going back and forth to Ireland all the time, you always smelled something burning, and it was always a good smell, but now they're very green. Peat into, I don't know if you noticed if you were near any fireplaces, but the only thing you can burn in a fireplace in your home now in Ireland are these peat bricks.
Yes.
They're like, they're very green.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing you can actually burn in your fireplace now. That's approved.
The farmers go cut them. When I was there in April, we had a farmer who was showing us how they do this. They tool, cut them in the size of a brick, you're right. They dry them out, and then it's a peat bog. It's like peat moss, same kind of thing, but it's got to dry out. And it doesn't have a lot of carbon in it, therefore it's not going to pollute the air.
Right.
It's a surface product in essence. So, as we're talking about what goes on the farm, the Mann Packaging Company voluntarily recalling 100 vegetable products sold in our country and up in Canada. Guess what, boys and girls? Ah, yes. Another case of listeria. Salmonella, listeria. This recall is apparently in response, Victoria, to a notification by the FDA and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency as well, for these listeria bugs. Packages have a best if enjoyed by date of October 11th and November 16th. The
package big range.
Vegetables,
that's a month of vegetable dates in there, yeah.
So it just shows you Del Monte is selling this stuff, Hungry Root, Market Side, O Organics, these bastards that have just made a mess of the organic label, Signature Farm, Cisco, Trader Joe's. This really surprises me because you like to think that the stuff at Trader Joe's is a level above what you can get in the rest of the garbage stores, but they're beginning to.
It depends,
It does.
I guess it depends where you. Because Trader Joe's also owns Aldi, so Aldi is like the lower end. Sister of Trader Joe's.
Yep. Yeah,
so it's probably there, too.
Listeria causes fever, headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. If you're healthy and you get this, this is what you're going to feel like. The infection can be fatal if you really don't have a good immune system. Pregnant women, newborn children, adults who are older, people with weakened immune system, all of these folks, any of these things, listeria, salmonella, E. coli, all have a horrible impact on you if you have a weak immune system. 1,600 people are infected by listeriosis every year. 260 die. Mann Packaging says the customers ought to throw out. No, no, no. Bring the stuff back and get your money back. Throw them out my butt. That's an outrage. These people, throw it out.
That's like the one thing that triggers you.
Yeah, bring them
faster
back.
Faster than anything else, yep.
Absolutely. Apples shipped to 8 states have been recalled because of listeria. Here we go. 2,300 cases of apples. Kane County health officials in Michigan say that North Bay Produce of Traverse City is recalling a couple of bulk bins of apples. This is not likely to be any more than a local problem, although they say the apples were shipped to wholesalers in Florida, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, North Carolina,
that's
Texas,
the problem.
And Wisconsin.
I'm glad you actually said that it should be a local problem, but we don't eat locally anymore.
No.
And everything that should be contained on, one farm, one bad batch of apples that should stay in one small community in one area is now across the country in every direction. I don't know. I the more I've been around you with the farm show and learning things and learning how terrible our food supply really is, and it's so bad for the environment too. Apples from Michigan do not need to be sent to Florida. That's the thing, that they're trucked across the country. It's unnecessary.
Well, when they seal them up in plastic, the same thing happens as with lettuce or cabbage or carrots or whatever else gets sealed up in a package. If it's not completely clean, the stuff that is on, the natural stuff that's around these things, the bugs, are going to start to grow, and they, because of the atmosphere that's in these plastic packages, there is very fertile growth for these. So you get plastic bags of anything, apples, peaches, pumpkin pie, whatever it is, is not healthy. Here's another one. Here's one person dying, nine others sickened, six states affected by this. Let's see here.
Is this the ground beef one?
Yeah. Contaminated with salmonella. Yep. Number of those hospitalized far greater than what health officials would normally expect to see from this. There's different types of salmonella, like there are listeria. Some of those bugs are much more potent than others.
Other part of the problem, immune. I'm guessing, is that most people don't eat a hamburger well done.
Nope,
they usually eat it like medium or medium rare.
Don't eat meat. Don't eat pork. Don't eat fish. Don't eat chicken. Don't eat any of it unless it's cooked all the way through. Unless you want to get sick. Get sick.
Yep.
Help yourself to getting sick. Eat raw food. Eat sushi.
Hey, I eat sushi all the time. I've never had a problem with sushi.
Crap. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? We might as well scare the hell out of everybody.
I know.
Oh,
right,
here we
else?
Go.
The death
Nestle's Toll House cookie dough.
Oh, that's right. That's another big one.
Kiss that one goodbye. Cookie making season is just around the corner. I want to think twice, though, if you reach for a ready-made refrigerated dough. Nestle has issued a recall of Toll House cookie dough. Ah, here we go.
That's the kind that comes in like the sausage-looking tube.
Yeah, right. Just cut it up and put it on a tin.
Now, what's that one? Is that salmonella or?
Let's see here. What do we have? What's today's thing? I don't know. The company, it says they're contaminated with food-grade rubber pieces.
Rubber pieces. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, they cut up rubber and put it.
That's delicious in cookies.
Yeah, rubber cookies. Rubber cookies, we're the one. We can have so much fun. Rubber cookies, they taste so yum, yum, yum. All right. What else have we got that's good here? We taking care of everybody. These products, by the way, are at Kroger, Publix, Walmart, all over
They're
the country.
They're everywhere.
Yep.
Nestle, yeah, that's USA. Every grocery store.
Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Oh! Here's Nestle. Says discard them immediately. No. No! Bring them back and get your money back. Good God, don't listen
to me. But I don't think you can just walk into any store if you don't remember where you bought it or if you don't have your receipt, and who saves grocery receipts. So if you just walk in with like a half-eaten tube of cookie dough, I don't think you're going to get your money back.
I want my money back! I think you can do it. They're pretty good at that at Whole Foods. I brought stuff back that was not necessarily easily identifiable.
Oh, boy.
And, I get my money back. All right. In a moment, I want to find out about Dax Shepard and Kate Hudson. And as long as we're gossiping, let's do John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, too. You want to do that in a matter of moments here? 44 after the hour on the healthy, ever-loving DJV program. Speaking of healthy, Calitrin is America's choice, the natural choice for weight loss. It's a formula that, works. Wouldn't you like to have something that actually works? I describe working or define working as losing the weight and then keeping it off. You can lose it any number of ways, but how do you keep it off? You keep it off by staying the course with Calitrin for 4, 5, 6 months. It really helps because it jump starts one of the most important things in your body that you don't produce after you get in your 20s, and that's collagen. Collagen is so important for everything in your body. So you want an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free way to lose weight. The important thing is that the protein that's being put in your body is going to help you develop healthy lean muscle, push the fat out, and therefore you lose the weight. And you don't have to take it except at bedtime. That's it. And it goes to work through the night, and you stay on it for 4, 5, 6 months. I say you'll lose the weight quicker than that, but if you want to keep it off, this is the time of year that you want success. And, you start eating more. It's my birthday. It's Thanksgiving. It's, you all want to celebrate my birthday. So you've started now. Let's take the offensive by getting involved with the Calitrin program. Calotren. Go to Calitrin.com. DJVshow.com and see if the with the DJ DJV code. There you get free shipping, and you have there's a deal right now you don't want to miss out on because it's you buy three, you get three, and that's about as long as you should stay on the program for everything to start working well again. Get better sleep and shed pounds with Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren.com. Use the promo code DJV. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm looking around. You know me. I'm like you guys. You love the gossip, all the gossip that's around. So Chrissy Teigen and her husband, John Legend, did lie detector tests. Why? What was the point of all of that?
It's a fun thing that Vanity Fair does on their YouTube channel where they have celebrities or co-stars on different shows come and do a lie detector, and they get to ask each other funny questions, and it's cute.
Really?
They're, John and Chrissy are on, the whole family is, they're on the cover of the next issue of Vanity Fair, so that's why they're...
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Ah.
So it's kind of bonus content when they have, you know, a
yeah,
cover,
I mean, they are
person.
They are what people call relationship goals, and people really like their relationship. They're really open about it on social media and stuff. So it's, I don't know, it's fun to see because they seem like a real couple that really love each other.
So I'm looking at the story of Dax Shepard and Kate Hudson, mm-hmm. and how that led to Dax Shepard getting hooked up with Kristen Bell. That makes sense. Hudson
no.
apparently.
I never knew that Kate Hudson and Dax Shepard dated.
Well, she was on his podcast this week with her brother because I guess he was also co-starred with.
Oh, they launched a new one, yeah.
Yeah, and so Armchair Expert is his podcast. It's one of my favorite, and so I guess
very,
that's one
it's
of the
very popular.
About.
I know
yeah.
it's very popular. I follow a podcast, very popular podcast. So anyway, so okay.
So how did it? How did I don't get it? So how did they meet? How did Dax meet Kristen
Bell?
No,
it was how they broke up, I think, apparently, that it was what helped him bring in Kristen Bell. I think he's a weird-looking dude. I don't know why women find him attractive. You? What is there?
Maybe there's more to him than just being attractive.
You yeah. think
maybe
that's it?
Like
oh!
That.
Doggone it, why didn't I think of that? 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sounds like the beginning of a performance by what's the group that does a lot of violins and strings? The something.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Thank you. Right. Doesn't this sound like that?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not as.
But
dramatic.
It isn't. No. It is the. It's the movie music from the movie The Equalizer. Or was it the same used on television too, Chucker?
That is actually the TV theme from the '80s TV show The Equalizer.
All right.
Which
so
I liked a lot.
Playing?
It was announced yesterday that CBS is going to reboot The Equalizer with a female lead. Queen Latifah will play a variation. Yeah, it's an interesting spin. Interesting. That's usually what they do when they reboot. They usually switch genres a lot of times, and to some success, some not success. But I sort of am intrigued by this because I was a big fan of that show, which ran from 85 to 89, starred an actor named Edward Woodward as the character Robin McCall, ex-government op. Who equalized
very unlikely.
In his
neighborhood. He looked like a very unlikely sort in terms of the character role. And he died of a heart attack in the last season, but he was very appealing.
Yeah.
Because he didn't look like
you
it was
think
grandfather.
About him, he had a very Michael Caine type quality.
Yes, very much so. Yes, actor. You're right. Yep, yeah. I agree with you on that.
But anyway, Denzel Washington played the character in two feature films. I like those movies actually a lot. I thought some of the scope got too big. The more grounded
violent.
Character stuff was excellent, though. But
is there
I like
another
the
one? Are they going to do another one? Another Equalizer movie?
Not. They have not announced the third one, but I think it's a really good signature character for Denzel Washington, who I think is one of the best actors of all time.
Agreed.
There was also
Agreed.
A show, I don't know if you remember this, in the early 2000s, it was a TV show called Hack with an actor named David Morse, a really good character actor, that very similar to what the Equalizer did.
Oh,
I like that show.
Right.
Also.
Morse is a good character actor, isn't he? David Morse started, I think, one of those hospital shows. Wasn't he on...
He's St. Elsewhere.
St. Elsewhere, right. And then he grew into all kinds of other...
He was one of the prison gods in the Green Mile. He's done probably 100 different things. The guy's been around for a very long time.
Yeah.
Good guys, bad guys.
Yeah. Right, all those things. All right, what'd you make of the box office totals over the weekend? The number one movie didn't do as well as you thought it might, Chuck, or why do you suppose that is?
I don't know the answer. Well, I guess...
Transformers.
Terminator. Terminator Dark Fate did $20 million over the weekend here in the States, projected over 40. From what I read yesterday, and again, box office doesn't equate to quality in terms of movie. I don't think people should judge it. But from a business point of view, they say it'll be a $100 million write-off for the people who backed the movie, which I guess shows that this generation doesn't know who the character of Sarah Connor really is, played by Linda Hamilton. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, now in his 70s, doesn't have the appeal overseas that he did 10 to 20 years ago. And it just is what it is. I mean, they've gone to the well a lot of times with this franchise. It's hard to recreate the magic that was the second installment, which was actually way back, Doug, now in 1991. That was a groundbreaking film on many levels, effects, story. It was a huge box office hit. It was an R-rated film. And they try to go back to the well and recreate it, and this generation doesn't really care, and so it underperformed. And that's just the way it is. One other bit of news, I think you were talking about it either on air or off air, the controversy over Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, which is currently playing on 6 screens split between New York and Los Angeles. It's going to open in a few more screens this Friday. But here's the bottom line. 27 states in this country will not be playing The Irishman. It's primarily going to play in a few hundred independent theaters. Netflix is going to, which financed the property, will play it exclusively on Netflix in the next, I think on the 19th. Of this month. It is a game changer in a lot of ways, and people have mixed opinions on it. Some people think this is a great thing. I personally have a sadness to it because it's hard for me to imagine a movie that cost $200 million.
But here's the question. Why would you limit yourself in this circumstance?
I don't know the
answer. Where they're shooting themselves in the foot. Because people like me want to go to the movies. Not that I'd see this because it's probably pretty violent, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
But there is this. There are tons of movie theater chains out there that are eager for this sort of thing. They do a great job promoting it. And people want to come have the experience still in a movie theater. I know I sure as
heck
do.
It's interesting.
It's limiting. What are they losing by doing it? They're not losing anything by having it in both venues.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think.
They want to break the theatrical window. That's really what's going on here with Netflix. So we'll see how it plays out.
Hope it doesn't work. Chuck Curry, movie man on Movie Moments on the DJV Show at 59.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.